simple life, then the rest of my life, I have to use the time, which is more precious than the money, to do something useful for society. And I start looking around to see what is the biggest thing that nobody wants to do. And I then found that toilet. Nobody wants to do this. And at that time, 40% of the world population don't have access to proper sanitation. And the UN system were calling it a water agenda. I say it makes no sense because this is about shit. It's about poop. It's about pee. And you can't say it because you're also wearing jackets and very nice people. You can't say such rude words. But then if you don't speak about it, you cannot solve. So I use humor to make it really funny. And if you see my screensaver, it says Royal Flush. And that's me holding a plunger, right? A plunger. And the 007, which is a movie in the cinema now, you turn it upside down, it become a loo. So we keep on creating this kind of very humorous message. And then the media goes crazy. The media went like wildfire. And suddenly a subject that is a taboo become legitimate. And so after 12 years of our existence, the United Nations General Assembly adopted our founding day, 19th of November, as the official UN World Toilet Day. So now we have transformed something unspeakable to something that everybody pay attention. Last year, we just helped change the law in Brazil to allow public-private partnership investment into their water treatment plant because 50% of all the sewage in Brazil was not treated. And they need to pass this law to allow the private investment to go into the government-owned sewage treatment plant. And by lobbying and advocacy, it actually passed through. And I heard that by 2034, the total investment will be $131 billion. So that's a lot of money just by advocacy. And advocacy is very, very important for policy change.
Thank you so much.